Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India creates history by winning ICC Men's T20 World Cup for record third time. Mojtaba Khamenei, son of Iran's slain Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, named his successor. Oil prices cross $100 per barrel amid West Asia conflict. Rashtriya Swatantra Party leader Balendra Shah said to be the next Nepali Prime Minister. And in women's hockey, India to take on Scotland in the FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad today. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for the record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. We have a report.
India win the World Cup for the third time. The first team to win back-to-back World Cups.
Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by the Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue, the New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged highest 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. Earlier put into bat, India scored 255 runs, the highest ever total in a T20 World Cup final at the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Opening batter Sanju Samson once again emerged as the highest scorer with 89 runs off just 46 balls. He was also adjudged as player of the tournament for his consistent performance. Abhishek Sharma and Ishan Kishan also made half centuries. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. In a social media post, President Murmu said, India has the proud distinction of being the only country to win the cup 3 times and it is also the only team to win the cup twice in a row. In his message, Vice President said, the nation celebrate this glorious victory with immense pride. In a social media post, Prime Minister said, this remarkable triumph reflects exceptional skills, determination and teamwork. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also said, the team's exceptional performance throughout the tournament and the vigorous display of mettle has brought glory and pride for the nation. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Rapper turned politician and popular figurehead of Gen Z Revolution Balendra Shah is said to become Nepal's next prime minister after his party, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP, secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary elections. We have a report.
The Rashtriya Swatantrata Party RSP secured 122 of the 165 directly elected seats in the House of Representatives and is leading in 3 more, putting the party on course for the biggest electoral majority since Nepal became a democracy. Election Commission has announced results for 159 of the 165 seats so far. The final election results, which will include additional seats appointed through proportional representation, are expected in the coming days. On Saturday, 35-year-old Shah defeated 4-time Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, the chair of Nepal's one of the largest parties, CPN-UML, by a huge margin of about 50,000 votes in the Jhapa 5 constituency. An engineer by training, Shah rose to fame as a rapper whose tracks took aim at poverty, unemployment and corruption. In 2022, he pivoted to public office, running independently to become the mayor of Kathmandu. But it was the youth uprising in September last year that elevated Shah to national prominence. Tanvi Khurana for World News.
As Operation Epic Fury led by US and Israel enters its 10th day, Iran has named a new supreme leader. State media reports that Mojtaba Khamenei will succeed his father, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed at his compound in Tehran during the first wave of US and Israeli strikes. Israel has already issued a threat saying any successor will be targeted. Meanwhile, in UAE, Iranian strikes continued to target Abu Dhabi yesterday, with projectiles being intercepted. We have more from a correspondent.
Since the 28th of February, a sustained air campaign led by the United States and the Israeli coalition has focused on dismantling the Iranian missile capabilities and key leadership infrastructure. Iran has responded with waves of strikes against regional targets, including the Gulf nations, significantly deepening the crisis across West Asia. In Tehran, Israeli strikes resumed after nightfall, with Iranian capital choked by smoke following earlier attacks on its energy infrastructure. The United States military urged Iranian civilians to remain indoors, claiming Tehran has been launching drones and missiles from populated areas, making these locations potential targets. At the sea, the situation remains critical. The Strait of Hormuz is effectively impassable for most of the commercial shipping. While no formal closure has been decreed, the risk has driven an 80% drop in vessel traffic. Major shipping lines have suspended transits as war risk insurance premiums surge, forcing global logistics networks to urgently seek alternative routes around the volatile waterway. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
This is Akashwani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. Defense Department has said the 7th U.S. service member has died in the country's war with Iran. In a statement on social media, U.S. Central Command said that a U.S. service member passed away last night from injuries received during the Iran initial attacks across West Asia. Meanwhile, Israel Defense Forces said it has struck the headquarters of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Air Force, describing it as the main command and control center responsible for directing Iran's air operations. On the other hand, Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Defense said it intercepted a drone targeting the country's massive Shaiba oil field located deep in the sands of the Empty Quarter Desert. In Bahrain, the Interior Ministry urged residents to move to the nearest safe locations after warning sirens were sounded. The Israeli Defense Forces IDF today announced that it has eliminated 5 senior commanders in the IRGC Quds Force Lebanon Corps in a precise strike in Beirut. In a social media post, IDF noted that those eliminated were commander of the Lebanon Corps, Dawood Ali Jadeh, Majid Hassini, commander of the intelligence sector of the Lebanon Corps, Ali Reza B. Azhar, and Hassan Ahmadullah, an intelligence operative in Lebanon Corps, among others. The IDF said that these were eliminated in the Operation Roaring Lion. In another social media post, the IDF said it has also eliminated the new head of military office of the Supreme Leader and Chief of Staff of the Khatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters, Abu al-Qasim Babayan. Oil prices have crossed the $100 per barrel for the first time in more than 3.5 years as the Iran war hinders production and shipping in the West Asia. The price for a barrel of Brent crude, the international standard, was trading at $101.19 yesterday, up 9.2% from its closing price of $92.69 on Friday. Amid surging global oil prices, U.S. President Donald Trump said the short-term spike is worth the cost if it eliminates Tehran's nuclear threat. In a post on Truth Social, Trump argued that oil prices would drop rapidly once Iran's nuclear capabilities are destroyed, calling it a small price to pay for American and world safety and peace. In women's hockey, India will face Scotland in the second Pool B match of the FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Salima Tete-led Indian side began its campaign with a commanding 4-0 victory over Uruguay in Hyderabad yesterday. Sunelita Topo opened the scoring in the 21st minute, while Ishika doubled the lead in the 48th minute. Lalram Siami added the third goal in the 49th minute, and Rutuja Dadaso Fissel sealed the win in the 58th minute. The United States and South Korea began a large joint military exercise today, involving thousands of troops, even as Washington remains engaged in an escalating conflict in West Asia. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that about 18,000 South Korean troops will participate in the Freedom Shield exercise, which will run until the 19th of March. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India creates history by winning ICC Men's T20 World Cup for a record third time. Mojtaba Khamenei, son of Iran's slain Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, named his successor. Oil prices cross $100 per barrel amid West Asia conflict. Rashtriya Swatantra Party leader Balendra Shah said to be the next Nepali Prime Minister. And in women's hockey, India to take on Scotland in the FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.